Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, April 6th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Suicide of Rachel Foster. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into compelling topics from the corners of Wikipedia that spark insights about our society, technology, and ethics. I'm Aloy, your host for today, and we're about to embark on a deep dive into the poignant and gripping story of The Suicide of Rachel Foster. Now, you might be imagining this as a straightforward narrative, perhaps from a movie or a book, but it's not what you might expect. This tale isn't drawn from pages of history or the plots of Hollywood. Instead, it unfolds in the world of video gaming. Yes, you heard that right. The story of Rachel Foster is a virtual one, encapsulated in a video game that blends mystery, emotional depth, and a profound narrative into a single, immersive experience. Hold on to your hats, because today we're about to explore not just a game, but a profound commentary on isolation, guilt, and the echoes of past traumas. And as we traverse this narrative, I want you to think about how games reflect our realities and in turn challenge our perspectives. The Suicide of Rachel Foster is a first-person adventure game developed by the Italian studio 101 Games and published by Daedalic Entertainment. Right from the outset, the title itself is thought-provoking, isn't it? It invites players to dive into a mystery tinged with sadness, exploring the intersection of truth, memory, and unresolved emotions. Set in the eerily atmospheric Timberline Hotel in the early 1990s, players find themselves in the shoes of Nicole, the daughter of the hotel's owners. Nicole is driven by a sense of duty to fulfill her late mother's last wishes, to inspect their family hotel one last time so they can sell the property and move on from their troubled past. But, as you might suspect, not all is as it seems. Upon arriving at the hotel, Nicole quickly encounters harsh weather conditions that trap her within its grand yet desolate interiors. Alone but for the voice of FEMA agent Irving, who communicates with her over a high-tech radio, she delves into the mysteries of her family's past. Particularly, the suicide of a young woman named Rachel Foster, who was entangled with Nicole's father in a relationship shrouded in scandal. Pause for a moment and think about this scenario. Have you ever felt trapped by the weight of unresolved family issues or secrets? How have you navigated those complex emotions? This game doesn't just ask you to solve a mystery. It invites you to feel the emotional undercurrents that drive the narrative. As Nicole uncovers clues and pieces together the story of Rachel's tragic demise, the game draws the player into introspective exploration. We begin to question the ethics of past actions and the ripple effects they cause. At its heart, it's a haunting reflection on how the choices of one generation can impact the next. The game challenges the player to ponder some compelling ethical questions. Were those involved aware of their actions' gravity? Do any subsequent revelations justify or condemn their choices further? It skillfully uses its interactive medium to immerse players in the complexity of moral ambiguity. It's not so dissimilar to grappling with our own life's gray areas. Throughout her journey, Nicole experiences intense feelings of isolation, intensified not only by her physical surroundings, but by the psychological burden of her family's legacy. Her interactions with Irving, often the sole voice of sanity in the echoing hotel, serve as a lifeline, but also raise questions about trust and dependence. Try to reflect for a moment. In our increasingly digital interactions, how often do we rely on voices in the void, whether virtual friends or online communities, to help us comprehend the real-world challenges we face? Are these connections enough, or do they merely scratch the surface of our deeper needs for human contact? As Rachel's story emerges, it brings Nicole face to face with her own grief, loss, and forgiveness. In turn, players are challenged to examine the process of letting go and the meaning of closure in their own lives. In an era where digital environments often segment and simplify our experiences, The Suicide of Rachel Foster dares to stitch together a narrative deeply woven with complex themes, offering a stark reminder of the power held by interactive storytelling. Perhaps one of the most fascinating elements of this game is how it deftly uses every aspect of its design, from its haunting audio cues to the intricate detail of the Timberline Hotel, to echo the narrative themes of loneliness, guilt, and the quest for truth. It underscores not only how video games can be an art form, but also a means of exploring deep, often uncomfortable societal topics in a way that resonates differently than books or films might. So, here's my question to you, dear listeners. How often do you consider video games as a vehicle for profound storytelling and moral inquiry? Can they, as this game suggests, be used to shine a light on the complexities of the human experience? As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to explore The Suicide of Rachel Foster, whether as a game, a narrative experience, or a psychological journey. Engage with it, question it, and let it broaden your perspective on the power of storytelling in our digital age. Thank you for joining me in this exploration. Until next time on Wikipedia, remember to keep your minds open, your thoughts critical, and your reflections deep.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, The Suicide of Rachel Foster. Thanks for listening. See you next time.